Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. Today, it's all about kale. We're going to be doing a kale frittata with Bravo feta cheese and some cherry or grape tomatoes, whatever you have. To do our custard, we're going to need 2 egg yolks, 1/2 a cup of cream, salt, pepper to taste. Everybody has a different preference on salt and pepper. I say a couple of pinches of each and never could go wrong. And some cooking sensations, chipotle garlic seasoning, because I like a little bit of kick in my food. Whenever you're whisking these eggs with the cream, always remember to try to push air into the product, not just whisking left to right. But I prefer from bottom to top, up, down, however you want to say it. But I always do it that way, and I always have fluffy eggs, and that's what we're trying to do. It's very important also to remember that we want to use some organic pastures, raw cultured butter. If you don't have any of that butter, I would highly recommend butter. Any kind of butter works for this dish. In a medium pan or a 8-inch skillet, you're going to add in 1/2 tablespoon of your butter. You're going to bring it to heat about 1 minute. You don't want the butter to burn. It's very important. Next thing we're going to do is we are going to add in our custard. You're going to allow that custard to cook for about 2 minutes while you're folding it. The way you fold eggs is quite simple. You get what's cooking on the outside, push it into the middle, outside to the middle, outside to the middle, till the egg's fully incorporated. Then we're going to give it a flip, turn off the heat, top with your feta cheese and your fresh tomatoes. You're going to put that on your pan, and there you have it, a beautiful frittata that's not only going to be delicious and nutritious, but when we put that fresh kale right on top and we fold that egg over, it is really just going to explode with a lot of flavor. And remember, when you're doing the kale, with this dish in particular, I would say put it in there fresh. You don't have to worry about par cooking it, because the hot eggs are going to definitely cook that kale up to the temperature that we're going for. So always remember, whenever we're doing our frittata, turn the pan off whenever we do the flip. We don't want that egg to be crusty or crispy on the other side. For this and many more recipes, look me up on Facebook, Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. LinkedIn, Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. Instagram, Untamed Chef 777. Or you can just go to my website, email me directly at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And you can also follow me on YouTube. And as always, I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Remember to keep it healthy, keep it simple, and keep it kale. Have a great day.